He was asking the other hunter if he'd seen me. I was worried, but then things got worse. We had been spotted. A third hunter had seen us and immediately told the other two. They were going to try to kill me a third time. The hunter saw me. He got so mad that his face turned red. He started to shoot. We ran in the direction we were supposed to go, further into the desert. But the problem with that was the hunter stood in the way. We charged, but I guess he thought it was over for him because he laid on the ground and said, "Just do it." We were so close, but we moved around the hunter and kept moving. He got up and ran after us and shot at the same time. We took cover behind a nearby rock and slowly checked to see if it was gone. But then all of a sudden he jumped out right behind us. Luckily, there was another rock there. And just before he shot, we scampered behind the second rock. And then Evan jumped and landed on the hunter's face. "Ah!" the hunter screamed. He bought us some time and we got out there alive. Evan ran as fast as we could and caught up. The hunter ran, but was soon out of breath. He yelled, "I will get you. You're the last animals alive." That silenced all of us. Spencer said, "Are we really the last animals alive?" Ethan replied, "Yes, we are." With that mad of a voice, we could tell he was not lying. They were all pretty sad, but we made it through the last part of the desert unarmed. Callum said that at least all six of us are alive. We all looked at the ghost shark. He had died already and could not count, but we kept quiet about that. I said that we should be moving on because the next place looked like it would be very difficult. Its name was the Gun and the Robot Factory.